Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. And today, for the unscripted portion, I pretty much just kind of want to talk about, I guess, faith and God's calling on our lives. You see, recently in a discussion with a friend of mine, it's one of those things, and I'm not saying one way of God's calling on your life is any better than another way, or means your faith is any stronger than another person's. It's just differences. Because they've mentioned how God's called them, and they've pretty much, it's almost a itinerary has been set out for them for the next, 30 to 40 years of God saying, okay, you're going to be in this place for so many years, and then you're going to go to this place for so many years. Basically, he's laid out how long they're going to be in a specific state or country, and when basically they would be moving. And when I look at God, how God has called me, it's one of those things where it's more, here's the next step. And to be honest, there are times when it would be like, yeah, it would be nice for God to just lay out before me, okay, for the next so many years, here's what I want you to do. But when I got to really thinking about it, I also realized that really wouldn't be beneficial to me either. And by what I mean is, because of my personality, if something like that, if basically my future was laid out before me saying, okay, you're going to be in this place for so many years, like that, yeah, I would have the faith in God that he would for it, but the thing is it would be more of a logical faith of going, okay, God said basically until I'm in my 70s, I'm going to be serving him, so he's going to, so in other words, I pretty much would be alive until my 70s. And be provided for in some way to be able to relocate to these different areas if he had called me like that. And I don't think, for me, it would be quite that relational faith that God really desires from us. Where, for me, almost being led like a blind person, where it's like, okay, take this next step. Okay, we're going to take a couple steps here. Turn left here. We're going to turn right here. Up, don't move. There's a car coming. Type being led. That type of, for me personally, the faith for that type of being led and having God's calling revealed to me tends to end up being a more personal type of faith for my personality, and it's a faith, it would be a way more to get my faith growing, where the other way, my faith would probably just stagnate. Now, I'm not saying that their faith will stagnate with the way God has called them, because God has called them in that way, meaning how they work, the way their personality is, their faith would probably, will more likely be growing through that. Where they probably, their faith wouldn't benefit from God leading like how he's leading me, where he's not showing me long term, but he's more directing my steps. I also guess that's probably why, for me, again, going back to favorite Bible verses, why, a verse such as Isaiah 42:16 resonates with me, where it talks about God leading the blind along paths they do not know, and all of that is because it speaks of how God's calling on my life is pretty much similar to that of leading the blind and along ways they don't know, and making the rough places smooth and all that, as being that intimate faith for me that will grow. As I said at the beginning, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with for those that he does call, where he lays out what all he's going to do. I mean, there are some that he has. I mean, you look in the Old Testament prophecies, he did that for Israel, saying you're going into captivity for so many years. But then others, he gave kind of a hint that, yeah, you're going to serve me, you're going to face persecutions and stuff, but he never gave them a time frame or really exact steps beyond that, other than as he directed them, when he directed them. So that was pretty much just what's been on my mind this week. So again, this is Chuck Groover, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/godatworkpodcast. Or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Groover. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.